What's good, everybody, and welcome to Body Bag Podcast. I'm Chris Thomas, and with me, as always, it's David Pumpkins.
How we doing, everybody?
Bringing another franchise ranking. Last one was Hellraiser, and I got to tell you, as much fun as it sounds, sometimes it is actual work having this. I didn't realize there were 13 Halloween movies.
Yeah, there are 13 of these movies.
More if you want to break them down even further from director's cuts and theatrical cuts.
Oh, no.
But no, we were not going to do that.
No.
And yeah. I called you to get this recorded early today because I probably changed my list at least a dozen times as I was like reviewing and going over a bunch of the movies.
Yeah.
Because I'll say this. These were not as much of a chore to watch as the Hellraiser series.
No, I mean, some were, but yeah, no.
Because this okay, how do we even, like, this disjointed timeline of a franchise?
Well, and there's like four or five different timelines.
There's four or five different timelines, which is what kind of went into my ranking, because if they had stuck with certain things in certain movies, certain of these movies would be higher or lower.
Yeah, because, I get that, yeah.
Because a lot of these tried something and then immediately scrapped the idea and then erased different timelines and then tried something but then didn't have the balls to go through with it.
Yeah, a lot of my movies on the lower end are because they kind of scrapped what happened in the previous movie or what they were working towards.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, my last five, well, I'll say even the last half of these, at any given point, my number 13 could jump up to a number 10 or 9, depending on my mood.
Or I don't know. My last two are pretty set.
Pretty set?
Yeah.
Again, I'm. Then again, we might go through this, and I might have like a number. What was it like? Was it Revelations or something that was like I had relatively higher when we did Hellraiser, and then as we kept talking, it just kept going further and further and further down.
Yeah.
It might be one of those situations, but that's kind of why I wanted to also jump in on this and be like, all right, I got the list. All right, it's now set in stone. I can't change it anymore.
Yeah. All right, so let's get started with what we have ranked worst.
We're going to go worst?
Worst to best, yeah.
Oh, we're going worst to best. Okay. All right, well, then I'll save my caveat real quick by saying my first lowest fives right here are kind of interchangeable to me depending on the day.
Yeah.
But you would think that it's kind of everybody's thing that Resurrection is the lowest of everything. Resurrection wasn't to me.
Okay.
I put Rob Zombie's Halloween 2.
Oh, okay.
In all honesty, and it did have some of the problems from the first one, in that with Rob Zombie, I have to be in a very specific mood. Because he has very specific characters that if you watch, like they can be grating to watch.
Yeah.
Which I give kind of a pass to the first one because they, you know, has that same kind of characters, but at least it was a new take on it.
Yeah.
But Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 for me kept those characters that can kind of be grating. And to be honest, I always thought that movie was just kind of forgettable to me.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. What was your last?
I have Halloween Resurrection. Because I spent this movie, the first 5 minutes, I'm just screaming, why?
Yeah.
Why? And then the rest of the runtime, disappointed and bored.
You mean Busta Rhymes didn't save it for you?
No. They took what they had going, which was so good, so great, and just shit on it the first 5 minutes of this movie.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and say this, just so we can continue talking about it. Resurrection was my next one.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it's just none of the characters are interesting, and it really doesn't make sense. Like,
and yes, and I'll go off what you just said. Why would you bring Jamie Lee Curtis back just to kill her?
Yeah,
just to kill her and throw her off the, like, I think three or four of these movies, you have they for some reason like the idea of hiring Jamie Lee Curtis and then having her spend her portion of her runtime in a hospital.
Yeah,
I mean that happened with Kills, that happened with Two. Like, yeah. You're bringing back like one of the faces of the franchise, but let's just keep her in the hospital.
Right.
But yeah, in the way, like, I think the only reason why I put Halloween 2 Rob Zombie's lower is because I at least remember some stuff for better or worse. I still remember some scenes from Resurrection. I remember watching Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 and just immediately forgetting it.
Really? Because I find there's a lot of things I remember from his Halloween 2.
I remember more when I think Rob Zombie's Halloween. I think more about the first one than I do the second one. And it's just me. That's just my own personal preference. Again, at any point of these movies, I can see myself sitting down and watching, depending on how I'm feeling at any given time. Yeah. I think Resurrection, I can sit and laugh at it, at least.
I can't even do that. I'm just, like, so boring and dumb.
But I think the idea is pretty interesting. Some of the ideas are interesting. A lot of these have ideas that are kind of interesting.
See, I feel like Halloween Resurrection is very similar to a lot of the Hellraiser movies.
I will say that,
They were a horror movie that didn't have a title or something, so they said, make the killer Michael Myers, and we'll call it Halloween.
Yes, so I think that if you were to take out Michael Myers, the idea of a haunted house and a reality TV show, and then it actually starts killing people, is a pretty interesting idea.
Yeah, but having it be Michael Myers is just so disrespectful to the character.
I agree.
And then the way you killed off Jamie Lee Curtis, it was just, it's a disrespectful
movie. It was disrespectful. I definitely agree, which is why, like, I had a note here that says, like, question mark between 12 and 13. Do I go with one that was that disrespect, or do I give it to one that was just utterly forgettable to me?
Yeah.
So at any given point, I could just interchange those two.
Yeah, for me, number 12, I went into watching it hoping that I'd like it more and jump up more.
Mm-hmm.
But this movie still just pisses me off. It's Halloween Ends.
Well, you're not going to like my idea. we'll get to that.
Yeah, it's just,
I
felt like the story and direction they were going in was really going well with the first two, and then they take a sharp left with the third movie, and it just doesn't work. Once again, it felt like a horror movie that they just left Halloween on the title for.
I don't have as low. I mean, it's not high, but it was a bad case of bad marketing.
Yeah, but they promised the fans what we all wanted, you know, Laurie versus Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed it in the previews, but what they showed in the previews is all we got in the movie too. So it's like,
I give it a little
for that bait and switch.
I give it a little bit because it was trying something that a bunch of these other movies that after I saw started watching them like a bunch, it was trying to. They really liked the idea, but never really committed to it. The idea of this evil being passed on to somebody else. And they tried to do that a number of times throughout the series.
Yeah.
But never fully committed to it. It's like they like this idea, but they never perfected it. They realize there's something to this idea, but they don't know how to do it.
Yeah, because they also realize, like, it's going to be hard to replace Michael Myers with somebody. And they're going to have to figure that out, but
And we can talk on a little bit more when I bring it in, into my list, because it's a couple notches away.
All right, so for my number 11, kind of hurt me to put it here because I have some nostalgia for this movie,
because
it was the first Halloween VHS I bought as a kid.
Uh huh.
But it's Halloween 6, Curse of Michael Myers for me.
Curse of Michael Myers. It's actually right there with me too. I have Curse right there too at 11.
Okay, yeah.
It's
a movie.
It is definitely a movie. What did I say?
It seems like this is the last movie with Donald, you know.
Pleasance.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the charm of Paul Rudd couldn't save this.
But Paul Rudd was not Paul Rudd of now.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
What did I have here? I said it's one of the lowest rated, but hold on. I said that the reason why it's not lower is that it was still attempting to try something a little by introducing the Thorn Cult. Again, they were trying. They really, really wanted this idea of this is a curse, or this is a thing that gets passed on from generation to generation. But they just don't know how to do it. They just and the editing is woof.
Yeah, and here's the thing with 6 is they had to make that up on the fly.
Yeah.
Because the people that wrote 5 just wrote in the guys with the black be able to shoot Michael out of jail. And when the writers for Six called and said, hey, where are you going with this? They said, oh, we don't know.
Oh, and by the way, I think this goes without saying, but if you're watching this countdown, don't expect like a breakdown of every single one of these movies. We're going to assume that you've already watched them.
Yeah, it's the Halloween franchise. Yeah,
if we would be here forever.
You probably watched it, yeah.
We'd be here forever if we had to break down everything in each one of these.
Yeah.
And did you watch both cuts, the theatrical and producer? Because I know the producer is supposed to be better.
I don't know. I only watched one for this one, and I can't remember which one it was.
Like,
it's whichever one is on Shudder, I think, right now.
Like, a good portion of the editing was... I suggest that if you have nothing else going on...
I've seen them both. Uh-huh. They're both bad, so...
Yeah, it's not like one of them would have saved it.
Up, yeah.
But I know, at least editing-wise, one was a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So, our first agreement that, yeah, Curse...
26, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be a little bit low.
Donald Pleasance and Paul Rudd couldn't save this movie. It just had no direction. Like, it was like, we're going here, I guess. Maybe we're going to focus on the town that canceled Halloween. But also, you got this Thorn cult.
You also got this
Thorn... Remember the doctor from Halloween 1 that you saw for one scene? He's the main villain.
Yeah, he looked like a villain in all honesty. But it's like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you and what is this... And to bring Jamie Lloyd back and just like, and then she gets impregnated. It's like, okay, man, like, it's like they wanted, like, you should have taken like one of these ideas and fleshed it out fully. And the fact that
Danielle Harris wanted to come back to play Jamie Lloyd.
Yeah.
There's enough gap in the movie for her to be that she was that age. And they said, yeah, sure. And then they just never called her and recast it. It's kind of shitty too.
Which I will say, as far as when we get, I'm just going to touch on this for a second, but we'll probably go a little bit long. The actress who plays Jamie Lloyd, young Jamie Lloyd, good child actress, I think.
Yeah.
Good child, not annoying.
No.
She acted age appropriate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll just say that, you know.
Yeah, Danielle Harris, she's a good child actress, good actress now.
And all right, number 10.
Number 10. What do you got at number 10?
I have Revenge.
What is it, Halloween 5, right?
I think, yes. I said there's no, because there was no excuse to scrap the direction that they were heading in 4.
Yeah. There with you. I have Halloween 5 at 10 as well.
They set it up nicely that Jamie Lloyd was going to be like this new...
Yeah.
Again, I liked the ending. I was like, okay, so they're going with the idea that, you know, it's a kind of like a evil thing that can get passed on. And they have no real excuse for just scrapping that idea entirely.
Yeah, and said, you know, like we said, Danielle Harris is a good child actor. Instead of this movie, they make her like a mute, gets visions of what Michael's doing.
I was like, they pump Michael full of lead and then some dude nurses him back to health.
Yeah.
They pumped him full of lead and I mean that can go with the idea of like, I mean, Michael Myers has always been like, is he human or is he just this monster?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So they're going to bring him back. They're going to find a way to bring Michael Myers back, but...
Yeah, and then they brought back Rachel.
Yeah.
Who was so good in 4 and fought so hard. Just
killed her off.
Yeah. And I disagree with a lot of people. I don't find Tina that annoying.
I kind of do. I mean, but...
Like, I can see where you're coming from, but yeah.
The franchise is filled with sometimes... Like, I'll say that, because talking about Rob Zombie's Halloween, there are certain characters that I find more annoying in like Rob Zombie's Halloween than I found her. But I mean, she ain't my favorite character, but she's also not the most annoying character I've ever seen.
Yeah. And plus, this movie, it's a fucking joke. Like, I don't think even the people making it took it seriously. Like, the dumb fucking clown music that score in the background when the cops come up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Again, for me.
Yeah.
Like, the whole biggest thing is that they had a direction that they were going.
Yes.
With 4, which was a good direction, which I thought was, even if you didn't like the idea or if you think Michael Myers is the face of Halloween, it's like, okay, but they're trying something. Let them try to, let them cook. Let them cook and see if it works out for them.
Yeah.
But they didn't even give it a chance to go that direction.
They completely scrapped it. All right. Now on to number 9.
9 is where I have Halloween Ends.
You have Halloween Ends at number 9? Okay.
I'm giving them leeway because they had to deal with COVID.
Yeah.
that they were the idea, again, which I thought was a good idea, of passing along to evil, that, what was the guy's name?
Corey.
Corey. He should have, that should have been its, that should have been a buffer movie.
Yeah.
That should have been a buffer movie where he's doing this, and then you could have had, but then again, Jamie Lee was already in her 60s when, if they were going to try to go that direction, they should have like set it up in Halloween 2018.
Yeah.
They should have at least introduced him in 2018. Not introduce him at the very end, you know, of the trilogy. Like, who is this dude?
Like, if you want to do this idea, you introduce Corey at the end of this movie because it's a final fight between Lori and Mike. And in this movie is when the evil gets passed on from Mike to Corey.
And then it could just be like, okay, a new generation of evil.
You've got a new villain and you're moving forward with the franchise. But
that's a good idea too.
You lied to the public and said, hey, we're giving you big fight, Lori versus Mike. Not really, though.
I think that they could have passed on to him, and I think it would have worked better if we were at least introduced to him in 2018.
Yeah.
If he was at least introduced, and then maybe have a couple more scenes and kills, that way by 3, all right, we've been with this guy, we know who he is. He should have already been dating Lori's granddaughter. It was granddaughter, right? He should have already been dating Lori's granddaughter by the time Ends came around. And then that way we would have been like, oh no, it's like not Corey. You know, he's evil. Like, it would have meant something.
They just kind of shoved in that whole, like, Romeo-Juliet love story that takes place over 5 days.
I mean, who doesn't...
Like, super serious relationship. Like, what? They met each other 5 days ago.
I mean, the dude accidentally killed a kid and gets beaten up by band geeks. I mean, who's not hot? I mean, who wouldn't be attracted to that?
Right.
Yes, and I saw somebody who made a good point. Like, Jamie Lee is trying to live a normal life, but didn't she just spend like 40 years in constant fear of Michael Myers, and then her daughter dies that other Halloween night, and now she's, you're telling me she wouldn't be armed to the teeth and booby-trapped everywhere even more so?
Yeah.
Like, I get that she wants to try to like move on and live, but I mean, come on. She spent 40 years with Michael already in an institution, and like, and was just always paranoid that he busted out. At this point, he had already busted out, killed her daughter.
And you don't know where he went. Yeah.
You don't know where he's out there.
Yeah.
And now you're just like, you wouldn't be even more overprotective.
Right.
So yeah, as much as I respect the ideas that it was just a mess.
And for me at number 9, that's where I have Rob Zombie's Halloween 1.
Okay.
Cause I,
it was a take.
Yeah. And I say getting through the first half hour is pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you just get a pretty decent remake.
You get a pretty, like,
you know,
he's intimidating.
Yeah, the new Mike Myers, like,
he's
super brutal.
He's a unit, the tooth. Yeah. And yeah, the first half.
Scout Taylor Compton does a good job playing Laurie Strode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She wasn't my favorite. I mean, she wasn't the worst. I mean, she was a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, she was a teenager, so.
And bringing back Danielle Harris to play Annie Brackett was smart choice, so.
But yeah, I would definitely say, I'll go ahead and say that Rob Zombie is my 8, so we can keep talking about it. Rob Zombie is my 8 for that kind of same reason. It was a take, you know, it might not be everybody, and I'd like Malcolm McDowell as Loomis.
Yeah, he does a pretty decent job, because he doesn't try to be Donald Pleasant.
No, he's his own version.
Own Loomis, yeah.
Which I like, and I think there were certain times where it was like, you know, Michael, sometimes I feel like you're my best friend. I was like, oh, you know, that's a kind of a different take. Like, he's actually kind of close to Michael in some sense, even though, you know, later he's going to try to, like, take him down. But, I mean, it was a different take. I like the idea, and yeah, but I will agree, the first half of it is kind of like,
half is super Rob Zombie.
Yes, very much. Like, you know, you got the stripper mother, the... just over the top alcoholic stepdad who's like calls his son, you know, I'm not going to say the word, but you know, you know, the derogatory term for homosexuals.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, man. And it's just like, fuck every other sentence. Yeah. Although we do see Michael, it was an interesting take because now personally, I like the idea of Michael just being a kid who just randomly just goes crazy one day. He's just like no rhyme or reason. He just got into his head to stab his sister and kill her boyfriend and then whatever. But it was an interesting idea to be like, okay, Michael, you know, he grew up in this environment. And to some, I think that that might even be scarier because that's kind of more realistic.
Yeah. So, you know, what affects a child more? Nurture versus nature.
Yeah, so I can at least like the idea of what, you know, zombies take on it.
I enjoy that too. For me, number eight, for me from eight to like four can all interchange depending on mood.
That's fair.
Because now we're in like really the good movies in the franchise.
Yeah.
There are no more bad ones left for me. But
yeah, they all bring something to the table.
Yeah. For me, number eight, I have Halloween 2018.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I really do think they did a good job bringing back the franchise after such a long time.
And it was a gutsy move to, like, all right, are we going to do another whole timeline?
Yeah, to completely disregard Halloween's 2 through whatever.
H2O.
Yeah.
And all that, yeah.
None of that ever happened, so.
And, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, you could believe that somebody who what happened and wanted to would spend the rest of their life like in constant fear.
Yeah. Knowing that one time he was going to come back for her.
And, you know, and that it would affect her family life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, her daughter like resents her for.
Yeah. For raising her the way she did. Yeah. And I felt like Judy Greer was. She does a great job of the movie, but when I first saw the casting, I was like, huh.
What, not like your ideal casting for...
Yeah, but also, like, I think Judy Greer more in comedy than I do anything else.
Whenever I hear Judy Greer,
I was surprised by her performance in this one.
Yeah, I only think of Archer whenever I hear Judy Greer.
Right?
Yeah, but I can see that.
Yeah.
It's like here, it's like when you find out, oh, who's in this new Saw movie? Chris Rock.
Right. Like, okay.
All right, let's see, I guess.
Yeah, we'll do it, yeah.
What are we at, 7?
7, yep.
I put Season of the Witch at 7.
Okay, all right.
Again, it's interchangeable for me. Like, the only reason why, you know, is, you know, I give it a lot of leeway, too, Season of the Witch, for trying something different when they're trying to make this anthology series.
Yeah, trying to follow John Carpenter's original vision for Halloween.
I think I would see this more as a Twilight Zone hour-long movie than a full-length movie, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Because if you take Halloween out of it, to me it's just kind of an average movie.
Yeah, I feel like it's a cult classic 80s horror for me.
Yeah, I can watch it.
Yeah.
I'll sit and watch it, but to me it's just kind of average, but I don't think, you know, I've seen plenty of lists that put it at like number 12 and 13, which is like, well, come on, that's a little harsh. It was going in the direction that the director intended, that they thought the series was going to go.
Yeah.
And, but if you just take away the title of Halloween, I mean, it has that classic shit.
It has a lot better reputation. But I think nowadays with, like, you know, internet and streaming, and its reputation, it's getting a better reputation than it did, say, in like the early 2000s and, you know, late 90s.
Right. So I kind of like, it's kind of like right there in the middle for me as a horror movie. Like if it didn't have Halloween attached to it and I just saw it as a regular horror movie, it wouldn't be my favorite. It wouldn't be my, it's kind of like right there in the middle for me.
It would be an October movie for me.
Yeah, it would just be an October, like, oh, sure, let's pop it on.
Yeah. For me, number 7, I have the original Halloween 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I feel, like it's
2 was one of those complicated ones for me.
Yeah, like it doesn't. I like that it's basically just a continuation of the first one. If you put them together, it's one movie.
It's one movie, even though tonally it's very different.
Yeah, it's like in the second half it'll shift, and Michael Myers, now that you know, he was shot off a balcony, now he's pissed, and he's just gonna take it out on everybody.
Yeah, yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, changing tonally isn't necessarily a bad thing. You would think, hey, if I got shot 6 times, I'd be pissed. I'm going on a killing spree. Fuck
yeah. Yeah. I was just playing with you guys before, but now I'm really going to fuck you guys up.
It's a little bit high. It's definitely in the higher ranges for me because this, it's where, if, like you said, if you put it in 1 and 2 together, it's one movie before it starts. Before the timeline starts getting muddied.
Yeah, but I also feel like two cheapens the ending of one.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's why I brought it down a little bit, because same way, you know, with like Resurrection, not as bad as Resurrection does to H2O, but it does cheapen a great ending we got in the original movie.
Yeah, about him just, he's just out there.
Yeah.
He's just out there, and you never know when he's coming back.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, yeah. And like you said, these next ones are interchangeable, like, yeah. Depending on the day.
It just depends on the day we do this, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we are at number 6.
This one I put Halloween Kills.
Halloween Kills?
You get what it says on the title.
Yeah.
You got Michael Myers, and now, don't get me wrong. I think it's kind of dumb because they know what Michael Myers looks like. He's been in a mental institute, that he's been on the news. They know what Michael Myers looks like. This short, pudgy dude screaming for help at the hospital looks nothing like Michael Myers.
Yeah.
And they like chase this dude to the point where he jumps off a balcony.
Yeah.
But, and
fear can be blinding and unrelenting.
Yes.
Though,
that's why that whole idea is what I do like about Kills, is that you make these mob mentality people resort to killing themselves.
Yeah.
Which I think is a pretty interesting way, you know, the introducing the idea of you can make people so scared that they turn into killers themselves.
Yeah.
And that would honestly have worked if it was all done correctly. 2018 ends and or Kills and Ends, that would have even further helped with Corey eventually becoming the new one.
Yeah.
Like, just this idea of being a killer is not just, like, is Michael evil, or is it just, like, you know what I mean? It's like fear and evil just enveloping this town to the point where the townspeople are killing people, Corey's killing people, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, say if, like, in Halloween Kills, show Corey getting stampeded at the hospital and ends up in a coma for 2 years. He wakes up kind of pissed off at the town for what they did to him. That would make a little bit more sense for me in coming into Halloween.
That would have furthered along. Yeah. That would have furthered along his story.
Yeah. But I do have Halloween
as much as I'd like
higher, because I enjoyed a lot of the characters in this movie.
Big John, Little John.
Big John, Little John. Yeah.
And it does have one scene that, like, of all the movies, for some reason, this scene still sticks out to me. It was just Michael, like, testing out different knives on a dead body.
Yeah, that's
a freshly stabbed corpse.
Yeah, for me,
I really like that. Just the idea, you have this. Yeah.
Yeah. But for me, at 6, I have Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers.
Okay.
And I think this was a very interesting movie. Because, you know, it's the first time that they're bringing back Michael Myers. Jamie Lee.
Yeah, they're like, all right.
So I think it was very smart on the writers to go in a direction where they're like, what if it's a kid that's running from Michael?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Laurie had a kid, she died. Now Michael wants to kill his niece.
Yeah, so now you have this even more helpless person running away. It's not some able teenager who can actually kind of fight back a little bit.
Yeah, that brings Rachel into being like, really kind of had no part in it, but that's her adopted sister now. And now she's forced to protect her against this great force of evil.
Like, she didn't ask for this.
No,
none of them asked.
Yeah.
And you can kind of understand her position. It's like, yeah, she's not technically my sister, but I mean, she is, like, you know, my adoptive sister. So there is that feeling of she is struggling with that. Yeah, she's kind of my sister, but she's also keeping me from wanting to, like, go out and live my life. And I didn't ask for this.
Yeah. And kind of feel bad for her because she, you know, say in the movie, it was like Lori died like 9 months prior. So it's a very recent, you know, just losing her mom. So.
And I'll go ahead and say, because Return of Michael Myers is my number 5, so we can keep talking about it.
Okay.
And I like Jamie Lloyd. I thought that she was a good
character.
Good character, and the ending I like.
Yeah.
If they would have just stuck with it.
Yeah, the ending was so good. Once again, they veered into a different direction. And it's just like, why?
She's wearing the same kind of outfit, and she's holding, like, the scissors, just looking like how Michael was when he was a little kid.
Yeah. Bringing, you know, new writers who want to go in their own direction and introduce, like, the Men in Black with no plan for them. And
I think they were just terrified, because I was like, you know, they were terrified that, like, Michael Myers is the face of Halloween. We can't have Jamie Lloyd now doing this. I was like, well give it a chance. Let it see if it'll work first.
I believe that was Mufasa Akkad, who was hellbent like Michael Myers needs to be in every movie. And he's the guy that owns the rights for Halloween. So
it's like because this has gone through different directors. It's like you'll bring in a director to do something like, well, I know John Carpenter had a hand in Season of the Witch. I think he did. Yeah. Didn't he do them? Yeah, for Season of the Witch.
He did the score, I believe.
Yeah, he did the score. So, you know, he probably had input.
Yeah.
And then you had Thorne call, they have all these ideas where you have directors wanting to try to shift it in a different direction. And then immediately the sequel gets a different director and is like, oh no, we have to bring Michael Myers back.
Yeah. Different writer, different director that are going in their own direction. Yeah.
And it's like, you're too scared. And it's like, well, people are going to be pissed. That's the big thing. That's a disappointment for Season of the Witch, is that so many people were pissed that it didn't have Michael in it. That it was like, oh, now we people were too afraid to do anything other than having Michael Myers as the face of Halloween.
But yeah, I think 4 is a very strong movie.
Mm-hmm.
And on other days, might be higher on my list. But
right.
For me at 5, I have Rob Zombie's Halloween 2.
Okay.
Because I think it's just a very gritty movie. And it shows the effects that the attacks had on the characters a year out.
It's sometimes I'm in the mood for gritty.
Yeah. Know. And you kind of see out the way it all affects them, where, you know, Laurie mm-hmm. becomes someone who just kind of hates anyone and everything and becomes like a bitch to everyone around her.
Right.
What she went through. And then you have Annie, who is so focused on everyone else's problems so she don't have to focus on her own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you see the reaction of Laurie learning that Michael's her brother.
What did you think of the whole white horse subplot?
I hate that whole subplot the entire time. Like, if they could take it out of the movie, it'd be so much better. So when I watch, I just tend to ignore that part, and mm-hmm. I get a much better viewing experience.
That's like Rob Zombie for me is kind of like a mixed bag, because there'll be some instances where I'm in the mood for something like that, but then there'll be another thing where if I watch like Devil's Rejects, I might go, oh man, this is annoying. Yeah. And like it depends on my day.
Yeah, and I feel like there isn't too much of the Rob Zombie dialogue in this movie.
Right.
It doesn't go that far into it, yeah, what he usually does.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
He definitely has a niche style that he does.
Yeah. He makes movies for his fans, and I respect that.
And like I said, I like the House of... I really like the House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects, and I even like the first Halloween he did.
Yeah. It just depends on the mood, yeah. All right. Down to the top 4.
Top 4, I got number 4, I got H2O.
H2O? Okay.
H2O, to me, just feels so 90s. They're just reminiscent of
that. That's what I love about it. Like, I mean, you got Michelle Williams, mm-hmm. Josh Hartnett.
Even brought in Jamie Lee's mom.
Yeah.
As a little cameo.
LL Cool J.
And I think that's another reason why Resurrection was awful, because the ending of this one.
Yeah. And I think me being such a Scream fan is H2O feels like Halloween, but kind of like a Scream movie.
I can see that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The feel of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get what you mean.
I want to say Kevin Williamson had a part to do with the script of this H2O too. So that makes sense.
And, you know, it's now, would you have been happy if like H2O happened? Because you figure H2O is 20 years later.
Yeah.
It would have been, I would have been fine if she killed Michael.
Yeah. Like the ending of this movie is
like, it's finally over.
Yeah. I think it's probably the best ending in the series.
And, you know, it's to bring back that, you know, it's like Halloween 20 years later.
Yeah.
It was a good time to bring it back.
Yeah.
It was a cool time.
Slashers were ramping up again. Yeah.
I already said I like that era of what exactly, what year was this specifically?
I think it was 99 or 98.
I wasn't sure if it was like...
Yeah, it was 98, so it would have been 28 years later, yeah.
I didn't know if it was 98 or like 2000 or something, because, you know, that era feels similar. But it was a good little, you know, you could have just, you know, wiped your hands and been like, all right, that's the ending of a 20 year old, you know, horror thing for this woman.
Yeah.
You know, it was appropriate. That was what people were expecting Halloween Ends to be.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want a better Halloween Ends, just watch H2O.
Yeah.
In my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, but they had to go in the movie.
Make it so that she accidentally killed a paramedic instead.
Yeah. For me, at 4, I have Halloween Kills.
Okay.
Like I said, of the new 3 Halloween movies, this one obviously is my favorite because it does as advertised. Mike Myers is fucking killing everybody.
Yeah.
And the characters they introduce are pretty cool, and they bring back old characters that you know. Like, you have Tommy Doyle and everything.
You know how you said that Resurrection disrespected Laurie?
Yeah.
I think that Ends disrespected Michael from Kills. That dude was mowing down people.
Like, he kicked a girl holding a gun in the hand and caused her to shoot herself in the face.
He took on a bunch of big, burly firemen with axes and shit, mowed them down.
Yeah.
And then took on an entire Haddonfield mob.
Yeah, and he gave him like 4 minutes of free hits on him. He let him, you know, beat him up for a little bit, and he's like, yeah, I'm just fucking with you guys.
He's like, you done? You done?
I'm gonna kill you all now.
And then to take that and then go do Ends, where he's getting beaten up by Corey. And living
Corey's fucking him up in the cave. Like, what?
It's just living in a sewer somewhere. It's like, so that's why I think Ends is a disrespect. Ends disrespects Michael, and Resurrection disrespects Laurie.
Yeah. And you want to talk like a tonal change from Halloween 1 to 2, but the tonal change from Kills to Ends is not good. It's like, what are you doing? You built up this big monster, and Laurie's going to be the one to finally end it. And by the time we get to Ends, he's a feeble old man.
He's a feeble old man. And who apparently, like, has no... didn't they say, like, one of the plot points is, like, he wasn't even really that attached to Laurie, really.
Yeah.
In the thing. And so you had the idea of, in 2018, is like, in Kills, the more he kills, the stronger he gets.
Yeah.
And then he's just this geriatric old man. So what did he do for those 2 years? He was like, so you just got this giant power boost, and then you just went away?
Yeah. You just went and sat in the sewer for 2 years eating rent? Like, no. Yeah.
And you can't tell me, like, if this is a serial killer on the run, nobody thought, hey, maybe we should check the abandoned sewer tunnel.
Right.
But Kills, I enjoy. And like I said, it has one of those, the scene that I most remember is him just testing out the knife on different bodies, which I thought was, or different knives on a body. I thought, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
Now time for the bronze medal winner.
Bronze medal for me, and hesitantly, it is too, just because that is right before it started getting messy.
Yeah.
And like you said, if you pair 1 and 2, total changes, but you can watch it as a pairing, and it would make sense.
Yeah. I mean, I went with Season of the Witch, just because people need to start putting respect on this movie. And I think when it catches you on the day when to write for it, it's so enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Even though our main lead is basically only thrown into the story because he's trying to get laid.
That is a funny motivation. Like, he's trying to get laid by the daughter of the dude who died.
Yeah, even though he's like 25 years older than her.
Hey, it was the 80s.
It was the 80s, yeah.
And now, I wouldn't have even been opposed if they had like tried to make this a Halloween an anthology thing.
Yeah, because they do a good job with Season of the Witch.
They do, and with an anthology, you could have still brought Michael Myers back sometime down the line.
Yeah.
Like, you could have, if you'd have done, like, Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, and then you did, like, maybe 2 or 3, like, other Halloween movie spinoffs where, like, one's about this, one's about that. It's kind of like, it would have just been, like, Trick or Treat, where it's just different stories going on. Then you could have had, like, at 6, or you could have had H2O, like, Halloween H2O 20 years later, where it's like, oh, they're paying homage to the where it all started.
Exactly. You could have had H2O and some, like, different anthologies leading up to it, yeah.
And then you could have more spinoffs of that. You could have had something going on, like, with Dr. Chalice, like, later on. Look, it could have worked if people gave it a chance.
Exactly. But no, never gave a chance, but...
And it gave us that...
It's at 3, but, and like,
it gave us
any other day, it could be anywhere from 3 to 5 on its list.
Mm-hmm. And it gave us that classic Silver Shamrock jingle.
Yeah, that is a jingle that will get stuck in your head.
And I think it's fair to say we both know what silver and gold is.
Yeah, for me, my number two, I got H2O.
Yeah, I guess, H2O was a good, the perfect ending.
Yeah, the perfect ending, and it's a horror movie that is, my type of horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
It fits everything I'm looking for in a slasher, so, yeah.
That would have been my, good Friday night, movie night with friends, that era I love, late 90s, you have the teenagers, all they want to do is drink and booze and party and stuff like that, and you brought Jamie Lee back, and it would have been a good end to everything. You could have ended it at H2O and not done anything after that, and I'd have been fine.
Yeah, exactly, they ended it perfectly, so...
My number two was 2018.
Yeah, but you gotta respect 2018 too.
Yeah.
4 years later, revitalized franchise.
Tonally, it kind of was reminiscent of the first, especially that 5 minute killing sequence spree where you're just following Michael and it's quiet.
Yeah. And
that's fucking creepy. It's just, and the fact that he can just walk freely. We see Michael just walking around out in broad daylight and nobody notices because it's Halloween. It's just a guy wearing a mask.
Yeah, and it hasn't been announced that he's escaped yet. And, this is my problem with 2018.
Mm.
I do like Allison, but I thought Vicky was a better character.
I can see that.
Maybe if they would have swapped the two.
I can see that. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just felt like she had a little bit more life to her.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more of a
personality
and screen presence.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But in terms of I think tonally it's what people wanted.
Yeah.
When if you hear, it felt a little bit more like the first one in terms of that. And what did you think of the crazy doctor dude?
Didn't hate it. Didn't love it.
It's just kind of there.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a mixture of, Dr. Loomis and the doctor from Halloween 6. Got it.
Yeah, yes. It's like Dr. Loomis, you are not. But, I would take Malcolm McDowell over him, in all honesty. But he was just kind of there. It was like we needed somebody to get him out of here. And, of course, you can't get any better than the first.
No. Of course, number one is the original Halloween, which is considered to be probably one of the best horror movies of all time.
And again, when it comes to perfect endings, you could have ended it and not made any more.
Yeah. It's just, he could be anyone, anywhere.
And you never know when he's going to come back.
Exactly.
So it's one of those that, they probably didn't realize how much of a impact Michael Myers was going to have.
Yeah. How much impact this movie was going to have.
Yeah.
Donald Pleasant was drunk most of the time because he thought it was just a throwaway horror movie.
Yeah, as well.
Getting a paycheck here.
Same thing with Pamela Voorhees. I'm not sure she was drunk, but when she played Pamela Voorhees, she was like, this is not going to do anything at the pod. Yeah.
She was mostly known for, plays.
Right. She was a stage actress.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting the kind of movies that, this isn't going to be anything. And then it turns out to be a phenomenon.
Yeah.
But I've heard that same stuff about Donald Pleasant just drinking throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Never realizing that he was going to be one of the big staples and that they're going to ask him to come back 5 or 6 more times.
Yeah.
Now, I do have a couple of questions here that I thought we could just have for discussion real quick.
Okay.
Now, if you could mix and match plot points and movies, what would be your perfect timeline? And you can take stuff from each one and be like, I would have liked it this, and it could have ended like this.
All right. Halloween 1, 2,
mm-hmm.
4, and then H2O.
I was thinking the same thing. You could have...
Lori didn't really die. She just faked her death, changed her name. That way you got, John and Jamie together to kind of take the place of Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then H2O. Yeah. And then you could still have Season of the Witch as a spinoff.
Exactly, yeah.
But you know how Hollywood likes to bring everything back, and Halloween could have been just a nice, tight 4 movies.
Yeah.
Now, do you like the idea? Like, if they were to have gone that route, do you like the idea of Michael being the boogeyman, nobody else's, or do you wish that they would have, or do you like the idea of it could have been passed on, like, to Jamie or to Corey?
I prefer just to keep it with Michael.
Just to keep him as the boogeyman?
Yeah, it doesn't need to be the supernatural entity that he passed on to people. No, he's a super fucking strong guy. Maybe supernatural, maybe he's not. Just hell-bent on killing his sister.
That doesn't mean I don't respect the idea that they were trying to do.
Yeah.
But it feels like you guys kept trying to do it, and it didn't end up going anywhere. So just, like, after it didn't work the second time, I would have just been like, all right, let's just stop trying to do it. It's not taking.
Yeah.
And let's, which is, again, what made ends so... So bad. It's like, look, you guys already tried this. You tried it with the Thorn Cult. You tried it with Jamie Lloyd. Like, just
stop. Yeah.
No. And even if you are going to do it, don't make Michael into some geriatric old man.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be my preferred timeline too. Yeah. That, and then just wipe your hands with H2O. I don't mind Michael dying, in all honesty. But do you think they're gonna try to revamp it again?
Probably, but
it still makes money.
Yeah, I think if they do bring it back, they need to start from ground one. Just be like, this is a remake,
like what Rob Zombie did.
Yeah,
just now would you want it to be like an updated, like?
Yeah, I'd change the story around, make it your own.
Yeah, or else it's like, well, why'd you make it again if you're just going to do the exact same thing?
Yeah.
Now, if this would be my last question, if you were to try to make it your own, what is an idea that you think hasn't maybe been done with Michael that would be a little bit different from the original? I know it's kind of an on-the-spot question. I was going to say...
It's like, what if... I kind of got some... what if Michael didn't kill his sister at 6, but he was framed for it?
And then maybe he goes to the mental institution and becomes a killer?
Yeah, it's just kind of...
Or that he just isn't a killer at all. He just, like, he's all on the line for... something that he never did.
Yeah.
I would try to think how that would happen, though.
Yeah.
Like who would have killed his sister?
Maybe.
Because I would think that...
Yeah.
Her boyfriend?
Yeah. Stab himself in the leg, then hand the knife to Michael, like, dude, he went off and started killing people. Yeah.
I would think he'd have to be a little bit older.
Yeah.
Probably more the Michael age of the Rob Zombie Halloween Michael.
Yeah.
Okay. And then... here's the twist. Michael's actually the good guy.
Yeah.
I was thinking the idea of it, the killer not being Michael, but, or not being the son, but the dad who goes crazy and kills his family. But then again, that might just sound like, I don't know. I honestly don't know what you would do to make that kind of thing your own. I mean, it's just its own thing.
Yeah.
I mean, at least while, like I said, Rob Zombie had an idea of, well, all right, well, maybe he was just raised in this abusive household and that was a different way to do it. Or maybe just come flat out and just say, it is an entity that takes you over. And it's like, it's not vague. It's like, no, this thing, it's an actual force of nature.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Hollywood hasn't asked me to make a Halloween, so.
Yeah. So we don't have to answer those questions right now.
Other than a couple of them, you and me were kind of neck and neck with where we kind of kept them. I think...
The biggest difference I think we have on opinion is Rob Zombie's Halloween 2.
And that's just a preference thing.
Yeah.
And there could be a day where I wouldn't mind watching that over something like Curse.
Yeah. So it's all preference, but this is for you guys. Thank you for, listening on Halloween.
If you're stay safe and lock your doors.
Tonight, yeah. Have a happy Halloween, everybody.
Spooky scary. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Body Bag Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe and leave us a comment as to what you'd like to hear us review or any horror movie topics you'd like to hear us rant and rave about.
And while you're at it, you can find us on Twitter at Body Bag Pod and on Instagram at Body Bag Podcast.
Thanks, and we'll see you next time.